It's Command Sergeant Major Thomas Capel on Leadership Matters. 94.1 Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, Command Sergeant Major Capel. Now, I, along with just about every other service member here in Afghanistan, have seen your Army Values commercials. I understand that all of them, clearly, are very important, but there's one that sticks out. Which one is that, and why?
Hey, Stephen and Richard, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for allowing us the opportunity to reach out here to some of our listeners and talk about some of the things that's really important to us as we continue our service, some of our DOD civilians and civilians alone. Thank you for what you're doing up there first. And yes, I did do a commercial when I was up in United States Army Europe on the values. I did point out one particular value, which was respect. And I think, as you know and you mentioned before, all those values are important. And I chose respect because respect covers a broad range. It's people have to respect you as being a leader or being an individual or being a person before they can gain anything else from you. Those individuals that don't respect you, chances are they're going to have some problems, they're going to have some friction, and they're going to have some issues there inside the organization. As a leader, I have to go around every day and try to gain the respect of all the men and women we have serving in our uniform service today. And just because we talk about respect, it don't take anything else away from the rest of the values. People respect me because of selfless service. People respect me because of the loyalty. People respect you because of your personal courage. And respect is one of the big things that I always drill on, because once you gain individual respect, your men and women will follow you anywhere.
Now, some people believe that respect is a one-way street, that the younger service member or subordinate, you know, no matter what, has to respect the leader or supervisor. What is your take on that?
Well, that's in my book, it's so far away from the truth. I have to respect individuals and people and soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines. It really don't matter what rank you have on your collar. Respect goes up and down. It goes sideways. And it don't really matter who you are. We do still deserve the right to respect our men and women, regardless of where they're from, what they do, how they do it, what religion they have, and what personality they have. We have to gain their respect. We think sometimes respect is just a one-way street. Respect me because I'm a sergeant major. No, it's not always the case. I have to gain respect for my servicemen and women. I have to make sure that I prove myself, that I'll be there in order to help take care of them, provide for them, help them accomplish their mission, and take care of their health and welfare.
You're tuned in to Leadership Matters, 94.1 Freedom Radio. You're back with Command Sergeant Major Capel on Leadership Matters, 94.1 Freedom Radio.
To relate this to where we are, our service members out here in Afghanistan, how does respect play a part in the operations here in Afghanistan, especially when it comes to dealing with the Afghan people?
Well, you know, we've been trying to do this here and trying to do it the best we could can for the past 10 and a half years. It's great people here in Afghanistan, just wonderful people. Just because they don't have what we have, they don't look like we do, they have different beliefs. Whatever the case is, it gives us no right not to respect them. Afghan people just want to have a way of life, freedom to do what they want to do. They want to have the things that they never had before. And since we are over here helping them, we have to respect them and their culture and their way of life. We are in their country. Nothing gives us the right to run Afghan people off the road. Nothing gives us the right to look down on Afghan people. Nothing gives that. And we have been trying to gain their respect for 10 and a half years. And we're doing a pretty good job. And we got some great men and women out there who goes out every day. Every day they goes out and they sit down They drink chai. They eat with the Afghan people. They invite them to their farm and cob. Afghan soldiers, ANSF, police, border police, those guys and girls get along very good today. And it's much better than they used to back in 2002 and 3 when we first came over here. So we have did a lot of work with gaining the Afghan respect and helping them understand the reason why we're here and what we are here to do. And it's not to take anything away from their way of life, anything away from their culture, and anything away from the way they do business.
Got a question for Command Sergeant Major Capel? Email it to afnbagram@gmail.com. 94.1 Freedom Radio. You're listening to Command Sergeant Major Thomas Capel on Leadership Matters. 94.1 Freedom Radio.
Does respect carry over with a service member when he or she gets off duty, changes into civilian clothes, or even when they leave the mission here and go home or on leave?
No, not in my book. Respect is regardless if you're in uniform, out of uniform. It don't really matter. People kind of look at you as being a role model, as being a leader, regardless of who you are. If you wear a uniform, people kind of look at you and they respect you for serving your country. They respect you for being who you are. They respect you because of where you came from. And as you go home to your family, your mom and dad, your sister and brother, so many people just runs up and shake your hand, hug you, and thank you for your service because of what you do and how you do it every day. So I don't really matter if you're in uniform or not. People still know you, and they do respect you. And that's the same thing vice versa. You should respect those people that talk to you. I never go anywhere with a chip on my shoulder. I try to be open to talk to anybody about any issues that they so have. You know, and when you start looking at respect, and we don't want to get it confused with likemanship. It is still my job to make sure my men and women are trained to go into harm's way. It's still my job to make sure they get the leadership, standards and discipline. I still have to make sure that those things are being enforced. And in some cases, when you're enforcing standards and discipline, people got a tendency not to like you, or not to respect you, or not to do, I mean, they look at you different because you're telling them about things that they are doing wrong. And I always looked at it, those things that don't kill you, I want to make you stronger, and they'll keep you from going off the wrong track and help you out in your career during the military.
Okay, so when was it that you realized respect is such an important value?
Oh, well, you know, I go back down here to my childhood years, and if I disrespect anybody, that was grounds to get a popping in the mouth.
I know all about that one.
Yeah, so my mom did not tolerate me disrespecting my brother, anyone. And it just goes back there from your childhood years, the way you was raised, the way you was brought up, and the things you did here to respect people every day. And as I moved into the Army, that was continued to be drilled in my head by my first drill sergeant, and I never forget him, Drill Sergeant Clayton. And I talk about him all the time because he came out the very first day as a drill sergeant, and, you know, first day everybody's scared, we don't know what's going on. And he just stood up there and showed us that he respected us for raising our right hand, swearing on the Constitution to be a soldier in the United States Army, and how proud he was of us. And it was his job to train us to be a soldier, and it was our job to become a soldier. And I still remember those words today, and I still respect him a great deal today for imposing that type of leadership in us and making sure we did the things that we had to do in order to become a service member, a soldier in the United States Army. And I'm pretty sure there's many, many, many Drill Sergeant Claytons out there that have helped a lot of men and women along by showing them the things they need to do in order to become a member of our armed forces. And that's what I call those positive leaderships who respect you regardless of who you are. And it was my first day in a uniform, and he stood up there and he respected us for what we are, where we came from, regardless of our sex, regardless of our race, regardless of our religious. He stood up there and said, thank you for being a member in the armed forces and wearing the same uniform that I wear.
No one knows better than Command Sergeant Major Capel on Leadership Matters. 94.1 Freedom Radio. You're dialed in to 94.1 with Command Sergeant Major Thomas Capel. 94.1 Freedom Radio.
Thanks for taking time and for sharing those bits of leadership wisdom knowledge with us.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's great to hear your voice again, and I can't wait to the next time I'm down there at Bagram there to come in there and shake your hand again.
Yeah, I look forward to that as well. So we always end Leadership Matters with a special song of your choice. Do you have one picked out for this week?
Yes, I do, Senior Richards, and thank you for allowing us to speak to the audience again today. And I want everybody to understand and remember that leadership matters, and it matters the most when you're leading men and women in harm's way. And since we all talking about respect today, I'd like to get you to play Aretha Franklin, and it's all about respect.
Definitely can do that.
Thank you very much for what you do, and thank you for your service.
All right, thank you.
Got a question for Command Sergeant Major Capel? Email it to afnbagram@gmail.com. 94.1 Freedom Radio.